Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, we're getting the view from Chicago today of the decision by federal regulators to pause the use of Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. This is doctors investigate a handful of reports of potentially deadly blood clots among people who've received it. The city's top doctor, though, says she's more concerned about how people might react to the news than about any issues with the vaccine itself. WBBM's Jim Gudis is live on the news line with that story.
Lisa, Chicago's public health commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwady, says the city has relied much more on the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and was already adjusting to reduce supplies of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of manufacturing issues. Arwady says that means the Johnson & Johnson pause should not have a major effect on the city's vaccination program, though it has led to some postponements of vaccine appointments. She says her biggest concern is that people might become hesitant to receive any of the vaccines, even though the blood clots that led to the Johnson & Johnson pause are extremely rare and no such issues have been reported with the other vaccines.
I want to encourage people to keep their Moderna and Pfizer appointments, to keep making those appointments. And as we learn more about Johnson & Johnson, we'll be back in touch.
Arwady says the city's emergence from the pandemic is dependent on vaccinations, and they're needed more now as the city's case positivity rate and number of COVID-19 hospitalizations have risen. Reporting live, Jim Gudis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Leaders in Illinois and Indiana, as well as health administrators in counties across Chicago, say they'll follow the recommendations from the FDA to pause the use of J&J. The news follows word that healthcare workers administered more than 100,000 vaccine doses across Illinois yesterday. The seven-day vaccination average in the state is now over 132,000 doses a day. At the same time, the Illinois Department of Public Health reports nearly 3,200 new COVID-19 cases across the state, as well as 17 additional deaths tied to the pandemic. We've posted security camera images on our website of two people who police in Niles say attacked a spa worker.
Niles police say a 60-year-old employee of King's Spa was pushed to the ground after he confronted a man who was leaving without paying. According to the Tribune, a spa manager says the employee hit his head on a curb and had to be revived with CPR. He's still recovering at home. The attack happened March 29th. The customer allegedly had his credit card denied, so he and the woman he was with drove away in a white car. Anyone with information is asked to call Niles Police. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And a reminder, radio.com is now Audacity. Download the Audacity app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Listen to WBBM and all the news, sports, and music and podcasts that move you.
Some students and parents are sounding off about the order to remove gay pride flags at their middle school in Northwest Indiana.
Students staged a walkout at Chesterton Middle School last week after some teachers were told to remove pride flags from their classrooms. About 100 students and parents were at the school board meeting last night where students Cecilia Post read a letter to the principal.
This removal may make students feel alone and scared. On the first day of in-person school, I remember walking into my teacher's classroom and immediately feeling safe and excited. As a member of the LGBTQ plus community, I was ecstatic that there was someone who understood. When I saw these items stripped from the classroom, my day was soured. I was sick to my stomach and I wanted to scream, shout, and cry.
The Duneland School Corporation said in a statement concerns were raised about the flags by some students and parents. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Federal prosecutors say a man from downstate Marion is now in custody, accused of threatening to kill a federal judge in Chicago. The grand jury handed up an indictment yesterday against 35-year-old Joshua Farner. He's accused of mailing a threat letter back in 2016 to retaliate against the judge. The government has not identified which judge is targeted. Back in 2005, a man shot and killed the husband and mother of senior judge John Lefko at her Andersonville home. The man later shot and killed himself as police closed in.
A Chicago City Council committee today approves all nine of the people selected for the Chicago Board of Health. One key issue was whether to reopen mental health clinics closed under then-Mayor Emanuel. Dr. Carolyn Lopez is Mayor Lightfoot's nominee for president of the Chicago Board of Health. She says city-run mental health clinics are not the only answer to making sure more people receive the care they need.
There are a variety of people who will or won't seek services in given settings. And I think we have to have a pluralistic approach to provide our mental health services.
The full council is expected to approve the appointment.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.